relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws? So help you God. That is the oath that is being administered now to every senator in our upper chamber in Congress. How strange. On so many levels. Number one, our senators have to take an oath of office to the Constitution the day they become senators. So why are they asked, why are they forced to take one today? Secondly, intriguingly, did you hear how they referred to Donald Trump in the text of the oath I just read to you? They called him the President of the United States. Why is that? Because he's not. In fact, he has already established in Florida the office of the former president and released his first statement just yesterday that we will share with you. So even Donald Trump knows he's not the president. So why does this oath refer to him as the president? Could it be perhaps because it is unconstitutional to try for impeachment somebody who has left the office of the president? And this is your shell game, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer? And yes, I put those two together because by now there isn't much daylight between them. Oh, by the way, this is America First, and I'm Sebastian Gorka. And then the last part of the oath that you will do, you swear an oath. Oh, by the way, where's God? I just realized. Who are they swearing an oath to? The purple soup dragon? Zeus? Apollo? Hera? How interesting. Let me just, for the sake of the record, read it to you again. Do you solemnly swear? To what? Doesn't say. That in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending. What does that mean? Why? Why did you have to put that in an oath? Now pending? Subsection B, paragraph 4. You will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws. Impartial justice. How can you do impartial justice if the charge in the lower house, the actual impeachment before the trial, didn't present any witnesses for the prosecution and didn't even bother to present any evidence for the charge of incitement to insurrection? It's a lie. It's political theater to which Mitch McConnell and the establishment GOP have acquiesced. One man, Rand Paul, allegedly, I saw him just moments ago, take this oath, allegedly is going to stand up on February the 8th when the trial starts and state that it is unconstitutional, but it won't be able to stop it. It will not be enough. Let's talk about the former president. I have in front of me nice new letterhead from the office of the former president, Donald J. Trump, established in Florida January 25th. Palm Beach County, Florida. Today, the 45th president of the United States. Oh, I like that. I like that. That's how we should start everything. The 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, formally opened the office of the former president. The office will be responsible for managing President Trump's correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities to advance the interests of the United States and to carry on the agenda of the Trump administration through advocacy, organizing, and public activism. Last line. President Trump will always and forever be a champion for the American people. And you know it, don't you? First act beyond the establishment of the office was the president's endorsement. First official endorsement as former president of Sarah Huckabee Sanders for governor of Arkansas, which she will win handsomely. Personal news. Let's continue. If you're hearing about this in not the usual format that you acquire our show, it's because you can't watch it now on YouTube. We were informed yesterday that whilst we were on air, our YouTube channel, with over 230,000 subscribers, more than 29 million views, had been suspended. No live streaming, no new posts for 7 days. Why? Because 12 days ago, we interviewed a congresswoman called Marjorie Taylor Greene. And exercising her First Amendment rights, she said the following.
You know, for me, it's not about what my colleagues in Congress have to say. It's about the American people. It's about 75 million Trump voters that the majority of them know the election was stolen.
The majority of the Trump voters know the election was stolen. That phrase is forbidden by Silicon Valley in today's America. For that statement, which is in fact a fact, we have the polls that say 30% of Democrat voters believe the election was stolen. For that 13-second clip, the video clip, our YouTube channel was suspended. Oh, and they told us how we could, in future, avoid that. You'll love this. On a live radio show, if somebody says something that YouTube disagrees with, on the lower part of the screen, we have to put a text that says, "This statement is disputed by the AP, by Reuters, or by the Nazis in Silicon Valley." On a live radio show, we have to qualify the First Amendment guaranteed statements of not just congressmen and women, but anyone, me included, you included. That's today's America. And I guarantee you one thing, these bastards will not win. Maybe in another country they could get away with it, but not here. They will overreach. They will overstep the mark, and more Americans will have enough, and these people will be politically removed, and they will pay a heavy penalty, not just in the next election, but in recall efforts as well. Did you know that 1.2 million Californians have already signed the petition to recall Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew? 1.2 million. We are the storm.
Oh, there he is. Here's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank you.
I heard good.
Thank you for asking. That's the 45th President of the United States. He's got a new office in Florida. It's called the Office of the Former President. What about the library? Everybody's asking me, where's the library going to be? As soon as we find out, we'll tell you. But now let's welcome our first guest for the day. It's going to be a crazy day. We're going to have Mo Brooks, Lord Black, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Victor Davis Hanson, Lee Smith. But kicking us all off, it's from Florida's First District, Congressman Matt Gaetz. Welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Gorka.
Hey, we're gonna talk about your special trip to somewhere interesting in a moment. We're going to talk about the senators being sworn in just moments ago for the trial of the 45th president. But first, let me share a story with you just so that I get your reaction. Yesterday, our YouTube channel was suspended for a week because of an interview we did with one of your colleagues 11 days ago with Marjorie Taylor Greene, in which she said half of the Trump electorate knows that the election was stolen. For that expression, her use of her First Amendment rights, our channel was suspended. Your reaction, Congressman Gaetz?
It's outrageous, but it is the new normal. And by the way, it is becoming even more egregious in the type of conduct and content that is being censured. Is it not news that a congresswoman was saying that on your platform?
Yes.
Whether it's true or not, whether people agree with it or not, whether they have countervailing evidence or not, the fact that a member of Congress expresses that particular viewpoint is itself news. And you are in the business of journalism and reporting and sharing the perspectives of lawmakers with a very large audience. You see, it's no longer acceptable for the woke-topians in Silicon Valley and big tech just to, you know, offer a platform for debate and discussion. They want to put their thumb on the scale when it comes to people's analysis of the truth. And to me, it takes just too low an opinion of our country. I think highly enough of Americans to believe that they can decipher truth from falsity. They can do additional research. They can test arguments with criticism and source review. But you see, again, that's not enough. They want to be the judge, jury, and executioner. They don't want any appeal, and they want ultimately to be able to control what people see and hear so that they can control how people behave. And that is not a healthy republic like the United States of America.
For those who want to know if you're listening on radio, you want to get back on to the live stream, it is on our website. We just forget YouTube. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. We are live streaming the video there. You're a master of social media. You've got over a million followers on Twitter alone. I've got to ask you, I'm trying to remember, in the last 4 years, does anybody recall a YouTube channel being shut down because they stated the election was stolen by the Russians, Congressman?
No. Matter of fact, you had the fake news media and their allies in big tech doing all they could to promote the Russia hoax. That was the real big lie, that Donald Trump was somehow a Russian agent and his campaign was in a criminal conspiracy with Russia. That was real election interference, and we now know, based on the declassified documents, that the whole construct of the Russia hoax was created so that there wouldn't be focus on Hillary Clinton,
right,
and what she had done that could have had real consequences for our country and our national security, unlike this fake Russia hoax. And for that big lie, there was no censorship, there was no labeling, there was no canceling of people. It was welcomed because it helped them accumulate power. And that's really what these big tech companies want. They want power over the American electorate. They want power over our republic. And that is very corrosive to the construct of democracy itself. We cannot live in a world where the terms of service on YouTube are more important than the values ensconced in the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But, you know, we really... I think could have seized more of an opportunity during the Trump presidency. I think that, frankly, a lot of people got caught flat-footed,
yep,
and a lot in Congress didn't want to do anything about big tech because they're bought off by big tech.
I played a long cut of you on Lou Dobbs the weekend, a majestic cut yesterday, in which you said, you don't take PAC money. You can basically buy anybody on any side. We just watched the senators sworn in for the trial of the president. Are they going to do this, Matt? What is the state of the GOP? I don't want to start a third party. Where do you stand?
The Republican Party is currently in a state of identity crisis. You have the establishment doing all they can to use this time to reconstitute power. And that's the only reason there's even a trial happening.
Yeah.
This should all be just rejected on a motion to dismiss immediately. This was an impeachment by reflex. You see, Democrats normalized impeachment as a tool for political grievance during the Russia hoax and the Ukraine sequel to the Russia hoax. And so now it's like just another tool in the toolbox to foment their outrage. And the Senate should not entertain that. They should just dispense with this. But nonetheless, you know, you see the establishment trying to, you know, use the Biden administration as a way to really do away with the energetic populism that is so important to our America First movement. And matter of fact, Dr. Gorka, on Thursday of this week, I'm going to be in the Wyoming State Capitol at 1 o'clock. And I'm going to be making the America First argument because I believe that Liz Cheney has become an America Last politician with her support for impeachment, with her support for these endless wars without focus or winning or constitutionality for that matter, and with her willingness to do the bidding of special interests in Washington. Liz Cheney represents the most establishment reversion image of the Republican Party. And so I want to go present a vision of America First policies.
Fabulous.
Where we don't allow illegal immigration, where we don't extend ourselves in foreign wars, and where we don't do bad trade deals. That is the best way to continue supporting the legacy of Donald Trump.
Follow this man, gates.house.gov, Rep. Matt Gaetz on Twitter. That's G-A-E-T-Z. How can Americans, the millions of Americans listening to this show right now, support you in this effort to change the GOP to make it America First? How can they help you and the people who are working with you, Matt?
No, we'd love folks to go to mattgaetz.com, you know, until we get, like, canceled or removed by our servers. Go to mattgaetz.com, sign up for our updates, see where we can focus some of our energy and effort, whether it's through donations or whether it's through political advocacy, to ensure that the America First movement is the movement that survives within the Republican Party. Because, you know, Dr. Gork, you actually travel outside the Beltway a great deal. And you see where the energy of our movement is. It is behind the policy portfolio that the Trump administration laid down. And even though Donald Trump is not the president anymore, I still believe the Republican Party should stand for those things. We should have the spirit and style and energy of the former president. We should not go back to the days of the Bushes and the Romneys and the Cheneys. I think that would be the wrong approach for Republicans.
It's a very simple choice. Business as usual, as rhinos who facilitate America last, or a GOP in the mold of Donald Trump that believes in making America great again and in putting America first. Can't wait to talk to you after you've gone to Wyoming. Support this man, mattgaetz.com. That's G-A-E-T-Z, mattgaetz.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
I'm going to shut down the virus, but not. I never said I'd do it in 2 months. I said it took a long time to get here. It's going to take a long time to beat it. And so we have millions of people out there who have the virus. We're just, for the first day, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I've been doing other things this morning, speaking with foreign leaders. But one of the things, I think this is one of the first days that the numbers actually come down, the number of deaths and the number on a daily basis and the number of hospitalizations, et cetera. It's going to take time.
I thought he was going to beat COVID. Isn't that what he promised us? Didn't he say that the Trump administration didn't have a plan? And now he's back. Why is he backtracking? Sleepy creepy. I thought you're Superman. Didn't they inject you with your magic serum? And the COVID China virus is going to be ancient history? Maybe being president is harder than you thought. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Calls. I think we should go to some calls. Let's open up. Oh, I know what I wanted to do. Guys, I know you're looking for alternatives, but please stop texting me to say, hi, come and join me on MeWe. MeWe is controlled by the communist government of China. Don't do it, okay? Please, don't. It's like TikTok. It's bad. Don't sign on. Don't give your details your information to any platform that could be connected to a communist regime. So, guys, I respond. I just did it to somebody who texted us. Don't delete your account now, okay? Let's hopefully get Parler back up and running. Let's go to Rumble. Right now, our Rumble account is exploding. Even before they suspended our YouTube account. Go to Rumble for video content. They're fascists at Facebook. They're fascists at Twitter. We stay there and we fight as long as we can. This show is suspended on YouTube. Doesn't matter. Go to Rumble. We've got 600,000 followers. Do it now. But MeWe, please don't do it. Okay, let's go to Alex in Brooklyn, line 3. Welcome, Alex.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Seb.
Hey.
I think Republican politicians should welcome a trial in the Senate, because that's going to give a chance for President Trump to show all his evidence of voter fraud that there wasn't this election. And that's going to be a problem for the Democrats, because they're going to have to dispute the evidence. They never listened to the evidence, never mind disputed it.
I know. It sounds intuitively seductive that that's what you're going to do. But Alex, do you trust the people running the trial in the Senate to allow that to happen?
If there's a trial, they'll have to give him a chance to defend himself.
Why do the crazies have to do anything, Alex?
If they're calling it a trial, it's not.
No, yeah, come on. What happened in the impeachment, Alex? Just go back in time. What happened in the impeachment 2 weeks ago? What happened?
Well, they didn't have a trial.
Okay,
now they're talking about a trial.
No. Stop. An impeachment is meant to have the defense there, right? They're supposed to allow the defense counsel to be there. They're supposed to hear witnesses. They're supposed to hear evidence. What did Nancy do, Alex?
Right. We didn't see that.
So, you trust Schumer?
No, I absolutely don't. But you think they're not going to let him respond to anything, especially if they call this a trial? You think President Trump's lawyers are not going to be able to talk at this trial in the Senate?
They didn't let them do it in the impeachment. Why should they let them do it in the Senate? Why do you trust the Democrats at all? This is the kind of moment of, this is the moment of clarity that came to me this morning. Why would you trust them at all?
I don't trust them.
Bingo.
If they're calling it a trial.
Who cares what they call it?
And also, there's...
No, Alex, why do you keep repeating that? If they call it a trial. What they did 2 weeks ago was an impeachment, but they blew through all the requirements of an impeachment. It took 8 hours with no witnesses, no evidence. Who cares what they called it?
Okay, you're right. But we also see that the Dominion is trying to sue people that said that there's fraud. And if they're all trying to have different trials.
That's a different matter. But people have to understand, this is not a court of law. God bless people who think that this is a trial. It's not a trial. It's politics. There's no way you could have an 8-hour trial without evidence and witnesses. And that's what they did with the impeachment. I don't trust these people as far as I could spit them. So we cannot play with fire. Don't trust the Democrats. Alex, these are the people who want to call you a domestic terrorist because you voted for Donald Trump. Don't trust them. Because they have no good faith. More calls. 833-33-GORKA. G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're in pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this incredible drug-free product that is providing relief to thousands, tens of thousands of Americans right now, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You can't say it. It's just not right. If you love this country, well, they've done it. They've done it to Mike Lindell late last night. He was banned. He was unpersoned by Twitter, allegedly, for a violation. How Orwellian is this? A violation of their civic integrity policy. Civic integrity? You're a social media platform, allegedly. And this is the deeper explanation from Twitter. You may not use Twitter's services for the purpose of manipulating or interfering in elections or other civil processes. Oh, really? How many people have been permanently deleted for lying about the Russia hoax, including Hillary Clinton has used her Twitter account repeatedly for alleging that the last election was stolen by the Kremlin. Surely that would count as manipulation or interference in a civil process or an election? It's just fascism. It's all it is. Whether it's our YouTube account being suspended for a week or Mike Lindell being unpersoned, never able to return to Twitter. What are you afraid of, Jack Dorsey? What are you afraid of, Google? If it's not true, why'd you have to banish it? Can't people decide for themselves? Or is it the fact that it is the truth, and that's why you're so afraid? Somebody who has finally come out of the closet, I can't remember the last time he gave a high-profile statement of this nature, is Rupert Murdoch, the man who with Roger Ailes created Fox, the media mogul, who is receiving an award, I believe, in Australia. And he had this to say about everything that we have discussed so far on America First. This is Audio Cut 12, Rupert Murdoch, play cut.
For those of us in media, there's a real challenge to confront. A wave of censorship that seeks to silence conversation, to stifle debate, and to ultimately stop individuals and societies from realizing their potential. This rigidly enforced conformity, aided and abetted by so-called social media, is a straitjacket on sensibility. Too many people have fought too hard in too many places for freedom of speech to be suppressed by this awful woke orthodoxy.
This awful woke orthodoxy. Bravo. Really, a stupendous summary of what we are facing. Let's put that on the soundbox. I want that to be saved in the evergreen file. I want to use it again in the next hour with Conrad Black, because this is the threat we are facing. Censorship in the form of, community guidelines and community standards. Let's go to your calls, 833-33-GORKA. Let's go to North Carolina, line 2. David, welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. G.
Hey.
I talk to my state representatives fairly regularly.
Good.
And I talk about the things that I'm interested, mainly for my city. Lately, it's been about the elections. What should I be talking to them about?
Oh, it's super simple. Like it's super simple. That you cannot change the way the election is run in North Carolina without the state house approving it. Any changes made by the governor, the secretary of state, or a local county official is illegal and unconstitutional and must be immediately rescinded. It's very simple. The Constitution states only a state house can change the way an election is run. And that was flouted in the last election.
Yes, but, the guys that I talked to, they were on the same team, 100%. And, but is there something else that I should be asking them for?
No, that's it.
Just that.
Just that. So they can't do it again.
Which, that would be great.
Wouldn't it just be delightful if we obeyed the Constitution when it came to the running of our elections? Thank you, David. Good question. Important question. Let's go to JR in Columbus, Ohio. Line 4. Welcome, JR.
Hey, Dr. G. God bless Mr. Murdoch for what he said. But my question is, and I can't wrap my head around this, why are so many Republicans turning on Trump?
Why? Why do you find that so hard to understand?
I didn't think it would be this many. And even my own representative, Steve Stivers, and my senator, Rob Portman, I have never heard one complimentary word about Trump from them. Not one. And I've left multiple voicemail messages. I'm not afraid. I'll leave my name, my number, I'll leave everything. And I just ask them the same question. What? Why are you not supporting President Trump?
Okay, here's the answer. It's very, very simple, Jay. It's not complicated at all. All of these people were in politics as politicians before Donald Trump came down the escalators. He's a threat to them because he's not a politician and because he keeps his promises. And as such, the sooner he left politics, the better for them, so they can go back to the grift, so they can go back to picking up a paycheck and not keeping their promises. It's that simple. They thought that Donald Trump was an aberration, an anomaly, and they wanted him out of the way as soon as possible. They want to go back to being, quote-unquote, professional politicians. That's why they're stabbing him in the back. And that's why you are seeing right now who really believes in America and who wants to make it great again. Good questions. Simple questions, but important questions. Thank you, JR. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next with us, Congressman Mo Brooks. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in pain today? Have you found relief nowhere else? If that is the case, you must try this absolutely drug-free product that has rid me of my lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. But don't listen to me. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow, that could be you. Find out if Relief Factor is your answer. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now, or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose except your pain? Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
America First. Magnificent.
If you want an anti-censorship platform after what YouTube did to us last night, go and subscribe to us at Rumble, where you'll get the video segments. We are also live streaming the video at our website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, or look for us on the YouTube alternative Rumble. We are back with Alabama's 5th Congressional District Representative, Mo Brooks. Congressman Brooks, welcome to America First. Very excited to hear that you are co-sponsoring Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's Protecting Women and Girls in Sports Act. Can you tell us why you put your name to this bill and why it's so important?
Well, absolutely. You've got a lot of women and girls who compete in sports now. And what this legislation does is make sure that under Title IX, that only women and girls can compete in women and girls sports. To allow men or boys to compete against women once they get into those teenage years or adult years, that's unfair competition, and it takes away a lot of opportunity from girls and women that Title IX was designed to protect and promote.
And do you have extensive is the support for your bill amongst your colleagues?
I think on the Republican side, it will pass overwhelmingly, probably 80, 90, maybe close to 100%. The problem is always with the science denier party, that being the Democrat Party, that for some reason, when they look at the science, they're baffled by the difference between biological males and biological females.
Truly stunning, truly stunning. We've been discussing this earlier in the show. Is this issue of transgenderism and the threat it poses to young girls, could this be an issue that brings the apolitical or even potentially Democrat voters over to our side simply because of the threat it poses to their children?
I don't know how it's going to play amongst the voting population. Certainly what you just stated is a possibility. That's not my motivation. My motivation is to look at the medical science, and the science is very clear. There are biological males, there are biological females, and the position that the Socialist Party has staked out, quite frankly, is a science denial position, and they ought to give up the ghost on it and allow women and girls to compete against women and girls, which is the whole and entire purpose of Title IX laws that go back to the 1970s. So if the Democrat position holds true, what's going to happen is a lot of teenage girls are going to suddenly discover that they no longer have access to college scholarships that Title IX was designed to incubate. You've got a lot of women who compete in sports, particularly professional sports, who are going to suddenly discover that they're at a severe disadvantage when they compete against biological males who typically are stronger and taller and quicker and more stamina, bigger lungs, bigger heart, you name it.
It's called Protecting Women and Girls in Sports Act of 2021. Please support it and follow Rep. Mo Brooks on Twitter. Thank you, Congressman.